Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it? Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up.
Hey, there's only one way to end a heated argument before the show. Just put the mics on.
It's very amazing.
We can't talk
with
about
the
it.
Conversation.
No, we're not talking about
the
it.
The conversation we've had before the show to have Eminem playing as we go into
hilarious.
The show. It's like fitting.
If you people only knew.
Robbie, you weren't even trying.
I appreciated the long intro, though, guys. Thank you. Robbie and
it's
Jennifer.
It's probably Jennifer. Jennifer probably got that, not Robbie.
I was explaining to Jennifer we were having a fun show today.
Oh, no. You were up
meeting.
To no good.
He said I was up to no good today.
Jackass walks into my office, and I'm like, nice freaking shirt. Would you steal that off a homeless guy? He goes, this is $300.
Yeah, it was a $300 shirt.
He's like, my wife's pissed at me. I'm like, that's not a $300 shirt. He's like, yeah, I'm ready for Jaguar season. Yep. I said, I told my wife, jersey or this.
Wow.
I got this.
It's from the McGregor collection.
No, it's
shut up.
So we got look. See?
I'm sure there was a deal with that shirt and the whiskey.
No doubt. Proper shirts.
Did it come with the whiskey?
The shirt was rolled up with the whiskey.
No, but I was explaining to Jennifer, we need a new humiliations. Our Dartboard of Doom has been a little bit bare lately.
My wife has suggestions.
Oh, really?
Oh, she does?
No.
Yeah, bring him to the show.
Oh, I'm a Facebook DM.
Let's call Mel.
No.
Let's get Mel on the phone.
You know what's funny too? Not to paint a brush, but when you ask ladies about humiliation, they go hard. Like
right, like they want to embarrass,
they really want to embarrass you.
Right.
I didn't think you had that kind of a mind. Jennifer's like, yeah. Like, listen, I got an idea. What if you guys try and just go kidnap a Wolverine?
What?
See how that goes. I was like, what? I think we would get hurt.
That's what she said. That's what she told us.
Like, I think we get hurt by that.
Are there Wolverines down here?
She didn't care.
Nope. But I was not aware of how ferocious they are.
Yeah.
They're like the worst animals.
They're your mascot.
Okay, listen. I'm from Louisiana, right? And I see the little picture of the Wolverine, and I'm like, oh, nice. He looks mean, got teeth,
did
claws.
You guys have an actual Wolverine?
No.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Bro, LSU is an actual tiger.
And it is huge, dude. I never realized, like in a zoo, you're far away. You could go right up to it's a double cage, right? So you got a cage, then a couple of feet, then another cage, right? It is massive. That tiger's probably from here to the wall.
My favorite thing about it, too, is like LSU, like PETA's probably gotten so mad about that tiger being in that cage. And PETA's like, they're like, hey, PETA, this is SEC. We don't care about your movements.
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Georgia has the dogs. He's like on his 12th dog.
A good 12.
It's Louisiana.
Yep.
The only thing Peter ought to be glad about is that somebody hasn't tried to
eat
the tiger.
Did you just call it
tiger.
Tito?
Peter.
Peter.
I thought you said Tito, too.
I thought you called it a Jackson.
or a vodka.
They're lucky that somebody in Louisiana had tried to fillet him.
By the way, which one call it? Jabril Peppers is pretty ferocious, Wolverine. No?
No.
Jake Long?
Tim Biakabatuka?
Ooh, he was ferocious.
Jake Long was a gentle giant.
You know what's amazing about Jabril Peppers? He has a very similar role as who's the guy we just signed? The DB last year, first rounder from Alabama.
Minkah Fitzpatrick. Very similar, but not as athletic. So I think a lot of teams that have him, like, want to use him, but they don't really know how to, and I think that's where the Browns were. Plus, he thought that the Browns fans didn't like him because he went to Michigan. He pulled the same the wide receiver thing.
Speaking about
Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards, same thing.
Speaking, by the way, of ferocious things to catch. So I'm very excited about this.
Later on in this
hour, we'll talk to my guy Dusty Crum.
Doesn't wear shoes.
This is the Python Wild Man.
I just watched a video where he says, you can't wear shoes in the Everglades because you need to feel the earth with your feet.
Yes.
You need to hear what nature's telling you with your feet.
I could tell you what nature's telling you. Hey, redneck, put some shoes on.
Dude. Crocs.
This is a new show on Discovery Channel. It's called Guardians of the Glades. I watched the first episode yesterday on demand.
Yeah.
I'm hooked. I'm in.
Of course you are.
I'm in. First of all, these pythons, they're coming for all of us. There's no stopping them. They've taken out all the wildlife.
That scene you sent of them basically just taking the skin off the python was gnarly.
Dude, it was so gnarly. And not only that, so here's what he does. They got to catch the pythons, right? And it's $50 for 4-footer, 25 feet for everything after that. $25 for every foot after that.
Right.
All right? That's for the Florida Python Bounty Program. So you catch that snake. You bring it to the bounty hunter office. They pay you for the snake, but you get to keep the snake. It's dead. You skin it. They sell the skin. They take the meat. People want python meat. They sell that.
Wait. People eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Treating like a snake soup.
Oh, yeah, man. You fillet some of that stuff. Oh.
He surgically removes the snake gallbladder to sell for Chinese medicine.
What?
Yup. He's like, I can make a killing off all this snake.
So, like, they sell all the parts.
So, a 30-foot snake, he's making...
Well, there is no 30-foot. This is where last episode ended. He's pissed because his record has been taken. The record, he had 16-foot python. All right? Somebody caught an 18-footer.
Oh!
And so, he's like, there's no point in life being number two. We got to go find a record breaker.
Oh, he needs to do some Ricky Bobby, and it'll be on.
Dude, he is a trip. So we're going to talk to him a little bit later. Let's get the headlines.
All right.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
All right. Dolphins are continuing their mandatory minicamp. Rashad Jones is out there, although the Dolphins would still be interested in trading him.
Of course he is, because it's mandatory. Yeah. Why do we make a big deal about
this? I'm not making
this
a big deal. I'm just reporting.
They did the same thing with Odell Beckham.
How much do you think that the Dolphins reporters were hoping he didn't show up so they had something juicy to go off of?
It's mandatory. Look, let me ask you a question. Let's use the big part of our brain here.
I don't have that.
And let me ask you, would a guy who said he was holding out, who held out for 7 hours, not show up for mandatory minicamp where he could get fined?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
It makes no sense.
See what he did there.
That guy held out for less than 24 hours.
He's up on TV right now. Well, he was. I think he's talking about was he strangely talking about the Golden State Warriors, Marshawn Lynch?
No, I don't think that was Marshawn Lynch. I think it was Etan Thomas, former basketball player.
Oh, what'd you do there?
Yeah.
Man, super racist by me. Theme for the day.
Yep.
The Marlins start a series with the Brewers tonight in Milwaukee. Pablo Lopez going for the fish.
I'm worried about him.
3-5, 4.99 ERA. It's Chase Anderson countering for the Brewers. 3-0, 3.31 ERA, 740 is your first pitch.
Pablo, if you're listening on the radio.com, which we know that they listen to our show via the radio.com app.
They do, of course.
If you give up a couple home runs tonight, don't get discouraged. It's a really small ballpark made for short right fields. It's
short
okay.
Memory. Short porch, short memory.
Yes. Don't worry about it. Not your fault if you give up a couple dingers today.
Toronto and Golden State continue the series tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We'll have it here on the ticket. Series tied at 1. The Bruins lost last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Stupid. Oh, I owe an apology because I said yesterday that
just one?
No, I mean one right now.
If you apologize now for the next 5 years, you still won't be caught up.
Our boy Michael Duga, a proud Ohio State graduate, he was offended because I said I hate everyone that's graduated from Ohio State. I just meant athletes, like Terrell Pryor. I didn't mean like actual people.
That sounded so much better.
Right.
In your head.
So I'm sorry.
I don't hate all people that went to Ohio State, just athletes that went to Ohio State.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, like Robert too. Robert's okay. Robert's good people.
Well, Jim Tressel, he wasn't an athlete. He was coach.
No, he's an asshat.
Did you see your boy Brett Hull yesterday just flipping off all the Bruins?
I don't know.
He was toasted.
Zdeno Chara, his mouth is messed up. Did you see that? He got grandfathered in. He didn't have to wear a face shield. And then he took a puck right to the mouth, like from like 3 feet away.
Do you have to wear a face shield or just a visor?
You have to wear something covering your face. It doesn't necessarily have to go like this. It has to like
gotta tell you.
Come down here.
Just visors, though. I think it only has to go over your eyes.
But he doesn't have to. He got grandfathered in.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to wear anything.
That's like that was like Tim Raines back in the day. Tim Raines was the last guy to wear no ear flaps.
I remember when I was growing up in hockey, some of the guys were grandfathered in and didn't have to wear helmets.
Which is crazy to me.
And when my dad was growing up, some of the goalies didn't wear masks.
That's wild.
That is crazy.
They weren't hitting pucks in there.
That's
like
stupid.
This.
Yeah, that is stupid. So I apologize to all Ohio State people. Not the athletes, though. You suck.
By the way.
Except for Robert.
You didn't mention the big MMA news?
I did not yet. I did have one more story, though, and I'm not sure if you caught this. Brian Flores says he will never go deep sea fishing again.
Why?
Evidently, they had the Finns fishing tournament over the weekend, and he had a rough go on the seas, if you will.
I guess I don't know.
That's him on the boat.
So he said he would rather stay on land and watch film.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. Like, I won't get sick if I go out there, but if it's too choppy...
He said, no reason for me to be on a boat in my Jordan 11s again. That's what he said.
Probably never hanging out with Manny Diaz.
No. I mean, they're just not the same. Manny doesn't get seasick.
Got to tell you.
TNM.
It's funny because every time I ever been fishing with black folks, we fish from land. And every time
it was the team, you know, fishing tournament. Like they kind of forced him to get out there.
I know. And it was a bit breezy these last couple of weekends. So, yeah, I could imagine it's probably what 3 to 5. Yeah, man. It takes if you're not used to it.
I'm kind of surprised Belichick's never taken him out on the boat though.
Yeah, it's a valid point. Belichick does have that boat. He goes out a lot. Belichick!
Yeah, that didn't look like it was like ocean.
It looks like he goes out in
it's a smaller boat.
Cape
sometimes
Con
you
Bay.
Do. Right. I mean, look, man, you don't know what those terms are. Sometimes you get out there, it's super wobbly.
Yeah. Well, he's not going again. Anywho, your MMA news.
Oh.
It's an anywho.
Official. Coming up, UFC 242 in September.
Yep.
Abu Dhabi. Khabib returns to the octagon, taking on Dustin Poirier. For the Undisputed Championship.
Ooh. What time is that going to be on?
Champ. I don't know.
Probably earlier. If it's in Abu Dhabi.
Freaking Abu Dhabi? It's going to be on like in the morning. That's going to be great.
I'll figure it out.
Pay-per-view for breakfast.
I would love a pay-per-view for breakfast.
Breakfast and head kicks.
Sometimes I got to... You know how much... You know how much like espresso I got to slam to get through some of these cards sometimes?
Whew. Not us.
Late.
We didn't have to.
Late.
Whew. You guys were a little bit...
I was talking to the guy next to me.
You were toasted.
Yeah, we know what was happening.
Watch the knee. I wasn't there for that. I can't make that joke.
Did you see that head kick I sent you this weekend?
Oh my gosh. Like, dude, he was like a whirling dervish. Like, boom. Ah.
That dude he kicked just retired.
Of course.
Of course he did. Yeah, that'll do it to you.
The guy that kicked him, though, he was wild. He was going at him with every arms, legs. But that kick.
That is the definition of coming at you like a spider monkey.
Yes. Because he was spinning punches. Boom, 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 boom. Psh!
Crazy.
And you hear that slap. Oh, it's over.
All right, we're going to talk to Dusty Crum in about 25 minutes or so. The Wild Man, the Python Wild Man. We'll be back with more after this. Ah, yes. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. It's minicamp day. Dolphins are minicamping. There's a camp, but it's not as big as the other camps.
Small camp.
Because it's mini.
And Beast tried to sneak in that promo in there.
What are you talking about?
That promo of you eating that salad, that balsamic vinaigrette that just aired. Like, we think we would not notice?
Okay, so yesterday, you can confirm nor deny this. Tommy came in to you and said he needed me to record a line. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I get in there. He doesn't tell me anything. He just says, say this. And what he originally wanted me to say is something else. Go ahead. Open your bag. It's fine.
We have the least professional radio show in the country.
What do you got? What do you got there? Some chips?
No.
Oh, you get some Hershey's?
Yep.
All right. Okay, good. So Robbie...
So there's going to be another rapper that has
to no. So Tommy comes against me, and he tells me to say some line. He doesn't tell me what it's for. He doesn't want to tell me what it's for. He just wants me to say the line. And then I'm like, dude, okay, I said the line. He's like, okay, yeah, that should work. I'm like, can I hear? He's like, well... And then I hear the promo, and it's basically like, you better sign up for us on Facebook, or we're going to have Beast come to your house and eat dinner. And it has me, like, chewing loud and then saying some, like, line about, hey, can you pass the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, if we're going to do this, I'm going to make it mine. So then I went with whatever line I said, but he was trying to hoodwink me.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the environment we're in.
I was being hoodwinked.
Totally not your idea. Just like
I've been had.
Not my idea.
Just like the bonus.
Bro,
we didn't fall on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock fell on us.
Malcolm.
We are in a building of hoodwinkers.
There's all sorts of shenanigans going around.
If we had a softball team, it would be called the Hoodwinkers.
Between the two buildings,
nobody would play, though. Who are you going to get to play?
I don't know. We barely could field the team to go down to the AAA and play a basketball
game. I'm playing in the basketball league.
How about that?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am playing.
Robbie is representing the ticket on the Heat
he's
floor.
In the media game.
In the media game.
Better be sending some picks.
He's got a stroke.
It's a lost art at pickup basketball. Nobody sets picks anymore. It's all ISO.
Listen, you know the Heat very well. Can you see if we can get a video of this?
Sure. I'll go.
Because Robbie insists.
I'll go to tape it. I don't want to play.
Robbie insists he's playing technical basketball. He's setting picks. There's going to be screens.
I don't think we're going to.
Who's your basketball?
Well, I don't think we're going to get any shots off because Ramsey's on the team. He's probably going to take all the shots.
Are you going to run a box and one on defense or what?
Oh, of course. Unlike what the Heat, I'm going to play very similar defense to what the Heat do with the three-point line.
Over
I'm going to let people shoot the three.
Four same-sames.
Oh, especially even more when I'm playing.
Over. Way over. You got to communicate.
Way over.
You got to communicate.
I definitely got to stretch beforehand.
We need the audio of this because you know.
When is the game?
It's late the end of the month. It's like the 29th.
That's funny, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's also on the team.
Is he going to wear some
shorts? Yes.
He's probably going to wear his boat shoes
He's going to be out there full Larry Bird.
Yeah. Who else is on that team?
I believe Rabinowitz is on the team.
Oh, God.
I think I might legit be the only guy from the ticket playing.
Well.
Maybe the only representation.
Yeah. That's kind of how a ratio goes here anyway.
Yep.
For anything. 7 minute ticket, by the way, wants you to join our own Brett Romberg, as well as his former Canes compadres, Jonathan Vilma, Antro Roll, DJ Williams, for their annual UM Sports Hall of Fame fishing tournament, which take place at the Miami Beach Marina on June 21st and 22nd. If you guys want to register, get sponsorship information, or just general info, log on to canesfish.com. This was tweeted out last night by one Jakeem Grant, ladies and gentlemen.
Back?
I don't know if you've heard that of him. He's the Dolphins wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Speedster.
But he wants to let you know he's not going to be boxed in this season. He is not happy. Well, I think he's not happy. I take this as a guy who's trying to make a point about what people think he is. He tweeted out last night, I will not, N-O-T in capital letters, just be a return guy. Your thoughts.
Doesn't want to get boxed in.
You bleeping kidding me?
Maybe you didn't hear me.
What's the date?
June 4th.
Okay. Yeah. You'll get a comment out of me.
There's nothing?
No. It's June 4th.
Huh. I thought you were
going to It's mandatory minicamp. This isn't OTAs anymore.
The most important. Not important thing. That needs to be said about the Dolphins today is that, which wasn't a shock, is that everybody showed up for mandatory minicamp.
Well, I think Kenny Stills is like out with an injury or something like that.
But he's in the building. He's in the building.
Well, injury, that doesn't count.
Okay. Again, though, I will not just be a return guy.
Okay, great. It's June 4th.
He wants to do more than be a returner.
Great.
I admire his passion.
June 4th.
He kind of made a point.
My passion was great on June 4th.
He's also, he's 5'5".
My passion was great on June 4th. You know when passion
dies? Is he
really
5'5"?
It's like 5'7".
I think they list him at 5'7".
You know when passion dies? When you put the mouthpiece in and realize you can get hit.
When you get the snot knocked out of you?
Oh. Yeah, he's coming back from the injury. Like he's.
It took me 3 years to not have to protect my stuff at all times during camp.
It's a big year for Jakeem the Dream. Come on, man.
What does he, where does he think he fits in?
Well, I don't know.
Well, he was doing a lot more
stuff.
He was
doing a lot last year. Adam Gase loved him. He went with the 2.57 guys.
Can we really trust that guy?
Oh, he used that as an excuse when they went down. Oh, he played that card all day.
He did. He wanted to sing you a sad song. I mean, you know, maybe you don't, you know, put all,
I gotta tell you,
put all your faith in 5'7 guys.
I'm going to say this now. Okay. You guys be careful with how you go after Adam Gase.
Because why? They said the same thing about Belichick?
No.
Yeah.
Because
you,
he has the better players. So they might have more success because they have better players.
Yeah, they might go 6-10 and the Dolphins might go 5-11.
Robbie, what's
Dolphins
the,
is not going 5-11.
You
want
to know why I have
it right here? Dolphins are not going 5-11.
I already placed the bet for the over in the last week's
Robbie,
Magnificent
7. Robbie, what's the Jets total?
Was at 6.5.
Let me tell you something
I might go over that.
It doesn't matter if he's got more talent on his roster, because I know how this story works. As soon as a guy gets talented, he gets on Adam Gase's bleep list and he ousts him off the team.
You think so?
Nobody can be bigger than the Gase.
Hey.
Nothing.
It's up to 7.5 now.
And guess what?
7.5. Wow. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Just throw this random question out there.
It is a Tuesday.
At no point in time can people evolve?
No, not him. No.
This isn't Pokemon.
Your old curmudgeon,
general
manager did it in New York.
Who?
Who?
Tannenbaum?
No, I'm talking about Jacksonville.
Oh, Coughlin.
Coughlin.
He grew? Coughlin, yes.
How did he grow?
When they won
the
second Super
Bowl.
He's
with Jalen Ramsey as we speak. He didn't really grow. They just adapted to him.
You think?
I mean, he's still the same. 5 minutes early.
Still that guy,
bro. When you're
okay,
his face,
so you're
was
telling me,
off.
You're telling, whoa. I want to be clear.
Oh man,
you're telling me that once you become a coach, that's who you are forever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Coaches don't change.
No,
nope. Most of them.
Nope. I know.
How do you
bring
explain
up your
a coach having failure one way, one place?
There's only one person. We decided there's only one person in the history of the NFL who that has worked for.
Belichick.
Your boy.
No, no, it's
and
not
you
true.
Get to keep
there's only
that in
one.
My face.
Name someone else.
Pete Carroll had a long time in college to recuperate.
Yeah, he had a rehab assignment.
And he wasn't horrible in the NFL. He had a playoff year or two.
He had a rehab assignment.
And he was in college cheating his ass off for a number of years.
What about Nick Saban?
He hasn't gone back to the NFL yet.
He's still a failure.
So let me get to... So let me get this straight.
Go ahead.
What you're telling me is that if a coach does not have success in the NFL, but has success in college, and is probably considered one of the greatest to ever coach college...
In college, yeah.
In college,
then
yeah.
That doesn't mean he's a good coach.
Listen, not a good NFL coach.
He's a good college coach.
Identify this person. Oh, no, just listen.
College coach.
Just listen, because we did the show without you. Identify this person. You ready? Identify.
He probably should never jump after he wins again.
Listen to me. Identify the NFL coach that stayed in the NFL and went from bad coach or bad team or bad record to good record.
You can't say Belichick.
Other than Belichick. Stayed in the NFL. Didn't go to college.
Hold on.
Yeah, you will. We'll hold. We're holding.
And college coach, like, who cares? Like, do you put Coach K in the same class as Greg Popovich?
Of course not.
No. Why would you? They're not the same.
The circumstances surrounding.
I'm still waiting for you. I'm holding.
I'm on the fly.
Yeah, because you got nothing.
Coaches.
There's nothing.
Because you got nothing.
There's no answer.
I don't want to fold.
Hold on. I'm not folding it.
Better
I'm
know
not folding,
when to hold them.
And I might go all in and re-raise you.
No.
But I'm thinking.
No, you're checking.
I'm looking at my cards.
Yeah, you got nothing. You got nothing. I'm seeing right through your bluff.
Really?
I'm seeing right through it.
Yeah.
You got that 7 deuce.
Trash hand.
Hold on.
off-suited.
Well, we can hold. Keep going.
I have a name. I have a name, but this I don't think this fits the example. But this guy's bounced around a lot. Marty Schottenheimer. But he wasn't really bad.
He's had success just about everywhere. Gone. He just never won a championship.
Right. Yeah. No, that doesn't.
He
count.
Has success in Cleveland.
He didn't change.
He has success in Kansas City.
San Diego.
Yeah, he has success in San Diego.
Like the perception of Marty Schottenheimer never changed.
Let's just get back.
Wait.
But let's get to the more.
Wait a minute. Gase did have a playoff year.
Fake
so you're
playoffs.
Saying suck.
Off a player he hated.
So did Bill Belichick. A playoff season.
Belichick won a playoff game with Cleveland, and that was different circumstances. They were moving. That's why the whole thing fell apart.
And, dudes, here's your greater argument. You think he's going to grow? He's a 41-year-old man who couldn't sit in front of a bunch of press reporters.
By the way, people are saying Jimmy Johnson, listen, asshats, he didn't coach in the NFL before. He coached in college, then went to the NFL. Different story.
It wasn't a failure with the Cowboys. He just had differences.
He had a bad year.
Yeah, he had one bad year, and then they won a bunch of championships.
And he had differences, philosophical differences with Jerry Jones.
Correct.
Oh, philosophical differences. That's where
huge egos collided.
We can wait here forever.
Just keep going. I'm
no, fine. There's not one. We already did the show without
you. Let me get to my point with Adam Gase. You think he's going to grow?
Didn't say he was.
But he's a grown-ass man. And here's the other thing. This dude's a grown-ass man. He's still going to Peyton Manning for favors. He's still going to Daddy. Daddy, will you talk to Sam Darnold? Daddy, will you please be my general manager? Daddy, please, can you fix this for me? He's a bum.
AccentLawFirm.com.
Back after this.
Okay.
In about 4 minutes' time, we are going to talk to the Python wild man, Dusty Crumb. He is the star of Guardians of the Glades.
Why do I know this song?
Because it's played before
Guitar
every
Hero?
Football game.
Every football game.
Every yep. football game. Dan Levitard's Father's Day Fiesta is back, and you can go. But there's only space for 25 listeners and a guest. For your chance to win, register now at theticketmiami.com. You'll get lunch at Fogo de Chao on South Beach. Hang out with Dan. Get a good seat to watch the Father's Day panel with the shipping container. So, if you guys want to win, again, register now at theticketmiami.com. It's Dan's Father's Day Fiesta, sponsored by Glenfiddich Scotch Whiskey, a 14-year bourbon barrel reserve. The perfect whiskey for any occasion. Sounds delightful. Please drink Glenfiddich responsibly. 43% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York. Fogo de Chao, Brazilian Steakhouse. Taste the difference. Skilled gaucho chefs. Why is that the one I screwed up? I got shook by gaucho, and then I said, the chefs. Damn. Anyway, the gaucho chefs at Fogo de Chao Brazilian Steakhouse, where every cut is expertly prepared. Make your South Beach reservation at fogo.com.
Gaucho chefs.
Chefs, man.
Chefs.
Got to tell you what. Periodically, that English language kicks your ass.
It really does.
It kicks mine, too.
And me, too.
I get hit right in the face, just like Anthony Joshua.
Oh.
Did you see George Foreman wants to mentor him?
He does?
Yep. I sent you that story.
I kind of would like George Foreman to mentor me in life.
Mentor you?
Yeah. He's just a sweet man. He used to be like the most intimidating boxer on the planet.
Oh, no. He is so.
It's amazing.
That
how
turnaround.
He won the championship at four. Was he 44?
Yeah, was he older than that?
With just a straight,
just a straight hammer
with a jab.
Yeah,
he'll definitely grill you.
Minus one.
You knew that was
coming. Oh man, that was great.
So,
was it?
But yeah,
if we go around the league,
I haven't found anybody.
And no, I'm saying if we go around the league, everybody reported for mandatory camp, right?
Yeah. Even Odell Beckham reported.
There's a couple people I saw.
No, Odell Beckham reported. There's probably guys that have excused absences.
I just
Robert
saw
used
somebody.
To always miss because he was in school. But I wish I had.
And that was
that.
Cool. You could just go to school.
I mean, if it, like,
there's a couple guys in the Lions that are skipping camp.
I mean, look. It depends on what your relationship is with the coach. There's a couple guys on the Vikings that could do no wrong in Denny Green's eyes. Right.
And Danny Green was cool, like, about just getting his, you got your work done.
As long as, but here's the deal. Say if you went for 2 weeks before minicamp, right, because you had something going on for minicamp, then he would, you know, he maybe cut you some slack.
All right, let's go out to the Around Fuels announcers convenience stores guest line. Truly, I'm a big fan. It took one episode. I'm a big fan of this show. Guardians of the Glades, the Python Wildman himself, Dusty Crum, is joining us on the guest line. Python Wildman, thank you for the time, sir.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Oh, man. Listen, I am a huge, huge fan. One episode in, Dusty. I am a huge fan. What you guys are doing out there, trying to catch all these pythons. You're doing the Lord's work, my friend. This is serious business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This ain't no game. It ain't just a TV show. This is real work. I mean, I just coming out of the swamp. I had a good weekend. I got a cooler full of snakes. We're going to go home and skin. And we're getting them out of the glades one at a time, buddy.
Dusty, you got to explain to my co-hosts here, because I was trying to say, like, listen, he not only catches the pythons barehanded, barefooted, which is unbelievable, but you take these snakes. None of it goes to waste, Dusty. Like it all has a purpose. Every part of the snake you use, it's unbelievable. Like from the skin to the insides to the meat, it was crazy to me.
Well, yes, sir. You know, the snake is a beautiful creature. It's one of God's creations, and it's just doing what it's meant to do, is eat and reproduce. And it's really out of respect for the animal, and that we utilize every bit that we can. And the skins, we really can use those as a tool to help spread our message, because when somebody pulls a python wallet out of their pocket at a gas station, it starts conversation, and people can tell the Everglades story. So it's just another tool in our toolbox to help carry our message. You know, I got a new site up. It's FloridaEvergladesCollection.com, and you can go to PythonWildman.com, too, and check out the latest leather fashions that we're doing. It's really beautiful, beautiful stuff.
But when you're out there, this does seem almost hopeless that you can get all these pythons, man. Like, it's overrun. You're saying on your show 300,000 pythons, and you have to use such care to go get one. Like, is it even possible to put a dent into what has happened in the Everglades?
Well, you know, I've seen a raccoon for the first time in 5 years, so jeez. I think at least in certain areas, we're making a difference. And when you pull a snake out of the Everglades that has 83 eggs inside, that's future generations of snakes that you're taking out with one capture. So that's what we're targeting, the big females. We're trying to get the breeders out, and we're trying to contain this thing, man. It's a wildfire. It's spreading in every direction.
Obviously, Dusty, my co-host, just alluded to the problem of the snakes in the Everglades. And obviously, we've started to hear a lot more about it over the last, you know, 10 or so years. But when did you start getting into this? How did you get into this?
Well, 2013, when the Florida Wildlife Commission issued the Python Challenge, it was a plea to help for members of the public to help. And, you know, it took me 7 days to find the first snake. And once I did, and I really saw with my own eyes what was happening to the Everglades, how there was a lack of wildlife, and it just broke my heart. And there was, you know, nothing else I wanted to do was try to do whatever I could to try to help. And I've become good at catching the snakes. You know, I'm not really good at sitting in the office typing on a keyboard, so it worked out perfect for me.
So talk about the technique. How did you develop this technique you've got down?
Well, it's a science, you know. We've got it down to a science, and we got apps on our phones. We GPS mark each snake. We know time, temperature, times of year. We put it all into pie charts. We can see what times and what months and when they're more active and when they're not and where to find them, where to look. And it's just like anything you do, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
When I was watching yesterday's episode, I was scared. You got that rookie python hunter out there. She got called up pretty good, Dusty. That's very scary. What is the scariest encounter you've had with a python? Like, what is the most damage or the closest it's come to really getting you bad?
Well, the problem you get is when you get in the water with a big, big snake like that, you're in their territory, and they can move so much faster in the water. They can wrap around a cypress tree. They can create leverage. So you get in the water with a big snake, I've had to bite down on the tail of them, hold on for dear life. It just gets desperation sets in. If one of those snakes gets around your neck, I mean, it's a bad situation. You know, you can get drowned out or choked out. They squeeze with such a force, it elevates your blood pressure to a point where your body can't handle it. It's in the water is about, you know, my worst fear, getting choked out with a big one. But I think, you know, God has won't put anything in front of me that I can't handle, so I'm up for the challenge.
We're talking to Dusty Crum, the Python Wild Man. He's on Guardians of the Glades. New show just started last week. It's on Tuesday night on Discovery Channel. I love it. I just caught the first episode. I'm absolutely fascinated by this stuff. So do you have, in those cases like of emergency, are you going fully barehanded at all times? Do you have like a knife on the side as like a in case of emergency, you'll stab a snake in the head in case it gets really dicey? Like, or is it just kind of you got to figure this out with your own body, Dusty? Like, what is the plan of emergency if it gets really bad?
Well, you know, the snake doesn't have a knife or a gun, so I don't carry one either. And it's like him in the MMA. You got to sprawl him out. You got to use your whole body, and the snake will tire it out. So if you can outstand the snake and outwear the snake will tire out, and you'll be able to subdue it. But it's the initial fight. You know, you got to be ready for the strikes. You got to be ready, you know, for anything.
Brendan sent us some clips last night, and the one where you're talking about why you don't wear shoes. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you're going through these swamps. You can't see the bottom. You don't know what's lurking. But you just want to be one with that earth and have nothing between your feet and the ground.
Yeah, I believe in that. I mean, I've actually stepped on a snake before. But, you know, growing up in Florida here, I've done every job, digging a ditch and swinging a hammer on concrete jobs. And I always wore steel-toe boots. And, you know, it hurt my feet so bad, I couldn't wait to get them off. And, you know, growing up as a kid, I was always barefoot. And it's just kind of return to earth, return to nature. It's a different feeling. It's almost a healing experience.
What is the biggest snake you've caught? And is bigger snake always mean the strongest snake? Or is sometimes, like, does a snake just vary? Like, sometimes you might just have a freak snake that might not be as big, but it's still stronger.
Yeah, exactly. Every snake, you know, you got to read the snake. They each have their own temperament. So, you know, you kind of look at that. But anything over 12 foot, 14 foot, you're going to have your hands full if it's an active snake and that's ready to play the dance.
Oh, my God.
Now,
that's crazy. That's just insane.
Rumor has it that someone has caught a bigger snake than you. Are you?
Yeah, you're gonna get down to this record, Dusty. Like that's that. You seem pissed about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking every day. I was out there. I'm just coming home. I got a cooler spool, and I'm gonna go back, turn around, and hit it again. I mean, I'm looking for that big snake every day, and it's eating at me, you know. But that's what it is. And sometimes, you know, I had the 16-10, and then I broke my own record with the 16-11, and then my record got beat, and congratulations to that hunter. That's a great catch, a good snake, and it's great to get it out of the swamp. But I'm looking for the monsters.
Now, my question is, what about the other snakes that live out there, like the water moccasins, the actual poison? You come across any of those snakes?
Yeah, sure, but, you know, they're our native snakes, so we, you know, kind of protect those and leave them alone. And we don't want to disturb them. We just let them go on their way. I'll take a picture or two. And, you know, sometimes false alarm. I fall at snake tracks. I seen a snake track, followed it in the swamp. And it was a rattlesnake, you know. And I was like, well, that's not the right snake. So you see stuff like that, you know, the gators and the panthers. And there's a lot of other things out there. The coral snakes, the moccasins are the biggest threat because you get out there and step on one of those. You're in the middle of nowhere. You got 30 minutes to pretty much get to a hospital or somewhere before you start having problems.
Yeah, but Dusty, how do you say that? Like, you understand, my co-host Leroy, snakes is probably A1 of things he does not like. He does not do snakes well. I can be around them. I'm fine. But you seem like you're in a different zone with them. How? Because this sounds, it just sounds like an insane way to make a living. And an insane way to be around them. Like, it was this something that came naturally? Did it take time? How come you are so calm around them?
Well, I mean, growing up as a kid in Florida, of course, you're catching every snake that you can get your hands on, your little, you know, rat snakes or whatever, and taking them in, trying to scare mom and show mom what you got. And so, yeah, it's natural. We had snakes in science class in school and stuff, and you know, I respect him, and I know, you know, 95-98% of America is probably scared of him, but, you know, certain snakes, there's good snakes, and there's really nothing to be scared of. You just need to know the difference and learn and educate yourself about which snake is good and which snake, you know, you need to stay away from.
Everglades are big. Do you ever come down to South Florida, like in our area of the neck of the woods? We're in Miami.
Yeah, of course. We're down there, getting down in Homestead and, you know, Rocky Glades down in there. But right now I've been concentrating my efforts, like, kind of just right in the middle of the Everglades right there. And it's been working out pretty good for me, so that's where I'm going to stay until I get shut out. I'm going to move operation. There's some other really good hunters down south. This guy, Brian Hargrove, he's always down south. He lives right there, and he hammers that place pretty good, so he's doing a good job out there.
One more before we get you out of here. So when you're doing the scene and you are dissecting the snake with your compadre there, and you're getting this thing done, you took out the gallbladder, and you said that's for snake medicine. What the hell is snake medicine? Who is selling this, and is this legit?
Well, it's not for sale. It's these Cambodian guys, you know, they've had those snakes in their country for you know, years, and they've learned how to make this medicine stuff. The bile is in the gallbladder, and that's like what helps aids in digestion. And, you know, a snake can digest an alligator fully in 2 weeks tops. So there's a lot of, you know, stuff that we don't know about that, you know, in ancient Asian and Chinese medicine, they've always used snake for medicine like that. And I can tell you, it does work for pain and arthritis and some other issues too.
Man, this is wild. Guardians of the Glades, Tuesday nights on Discovery Amazing. Channel. The Python Wild Man himself, Dusty Crumb. Thank you for the time, sir.
Thank you.
It's a riveting show. Everybody down here who is in South Florida, this is a big issue down here. This gives you great insight into it. Dusty, thanks for the time, my friend. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. I hope everybody tunes in tonight and catches. It's going to be action-packed.
We will.
Thanks for having me.
Whoa. It's like an MMA fight.
Wait.
Whoa. It's like an MMA fight. Science.
I don't know where to start.
We didn't even get to the pizza oven.
Oh, damn it.
Wait.
I forgot about the pizza oven.
Wait.
That's all right. I got his publicist on the...
Well, hey. You know, like, as the season progresses, hey. Maybe we'll get him on again.
Once I got over the fact that he's walking through there barefoot, and as a kid, he used to catch snakes to scare mom.
Just wants to be one with
us. Because I know if I brought a snake up in my house and scared my mom, she'd beat the crap out of me. End of discussion.
Correct.
Right. So I don't know what kids think that's fun, or... I haven't been around. Look, here's all I know. I see a snake. I don't care about whether he's poisonous, what the temperament is, what kind of snake, whether he's harmful, nothing. Leroy is out.
I'm with you.
Okay? So he's saying, oh, sometimes you're just walking in there, you might step on the snake, and, you know, and then you might find the snake, and you just have to figure out what their temperament is. Like,
oh, yeah.
You having a conversation with him?
I chased down a snake. It was a rattlesnake, though, so I said, no, that ain't the right one.
Yeah.
How about we have pie charts?
No.
Bro.
No, when he went Robbie on the situation, when he saw Robbie, science and pie charts. Yeah,
Robbie was
little. So he must have a snake Rutgers rule, right?
I had turned around. Robbie was lit up like a Christmas tree when he said it was a science.
Hey, that might. That
I'm so shook.
That's a Magnificent right Seven there, for snakes.
That might be like, I want to go home and listen to the podcast because I can't believe it.
Robbie, we got to put this interview up separately.
That was amazing.
It's going to be a thing.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Can we get him on again like in 5 or 6 weeks? Like, you know, like when the, the season's halfway over?
Oh, yes.
Or whatever.
Because I got to tell you, like, first of all.
And by the way. Can we just start something now? Because you know what he's thinking.
What?
Oh, let's go out there with
him. No. Not even, dude, I'm telling you, I watch a lot of these nature reality shows.
Right.
I'm like, oh, these are hacky. Like, they always cut at the right time. This show has me freaked out. I'm just like, these people are different.
Like, first of all, they're in the middle of nowhere. I saw the thing. I'm going, where is their vehicle?
He showed you the vehicle.
No, but they were like walking around kicking rocks the mud. And like,
oh, he's like, oh, yeah, we get bit by water marks, and you got 30 minutes to get to the hospital before you,
but wait, so,
but they but have they're like, natives, so we got to respect them.
Yeah.
Here's what's amazing. This is what really got me, okay? This is when I almost thought about throwing a minus one, okay? When he said, well, we go out there and we just kind of, what was he? Oh, nah, it slipped my mind. When he was talking about.
I know what got you. When he said, ma, they don't have a gun. They don't carry a knife, so
yeah,
we don't either.
Yes,
have to have respect. It's like an MMA fight.
Right. Yes.
What? No. No, it's not. No, it's not. He almost squeezed somebody to death.
You can't bite in mixed martial arts.
They don't have a knife. They don't have a gun, so we don't have a knife or gun either.
Although, in the
it's
back of that truck.
It's just body against body. It's like an MMA fight.
Show me a picture of the back of that truck.
Yeah,
they had a rifle in there.
Yeah, but I think that's for the other animals that they come across that could scare them.
I can tell you, I didn't see anybody with a rifle. Maybe somebody in the production crew had a rifle.
Whoa, somebody said, I had 3 pet snakes as a kid that I caught and lost everyone in my house and never found them. See, me and you could never be friends.
Oh, my goodness.
That might be.
I don't know what to say.
It was amazing.
We'll be back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.